The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to share with you a subject which I believe is very important. It's the subject of unity in the church. We know that in John 17, Jesus prayed for unity, that those who followed him and loved him, that they should be one, even as he and the Father are one. We're also aware in Paul's letter to the Ephesians that he writes and says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Therefore, there clearly is a strong sense in Scripture that unity is something that's very important. However, how do you achieve unity? What must we do to create an atmosphere where people will find themselves united? Well, I believe the first thing we need to have to be very, very clear about is to present a clear vision. What are we aiming to do? What do we sense the call of God is upon our lives as a church? Now, of course, in some ways, you could say that's very simple. We're called to preach the gospel, make disciples, and reach out to the nations. But sometimes you can live in a particular area where you identify particular needs and particular areas of life where you can see that the church doing something positive can really make a difference. It might be in the area of education. It might be in the care area of caring for the poor. There can be all sorts of things that one can have the sense, our church, we're going to particularly aim to address this need and this issue. But having got a clear vision, then those who come within the church will be introduced to this vision, and they will know that if they're to be part of this church, this is very much going to be an important part of life. It could be at some churches, part of their vision is to reach out to a particular part of the world. They may have a missionary serving in another part of the world. It may be that that there's a part of the world they have a very real burden for. But if that's in the vision, then people are not surprised when they, why are we always having appeals about India or wherever? You're not surprised because when you joined the church, you saw that they had a real burden for this particular part. It's not a surprise that it's mentioned. Of course, it's important in a church's vision not to be so exclusive that one is unwilling to look wider than some of the things that you've considered core and essential to the vision of the church. But generally, having a very clear understanding, this is what is distinctive about us as a church. This is what God has called us to do in our community, will mean that people join with a sense of, yes, we agree with that vision and we will support it. The second thing, which in some ways is very closely linked and perhaps very similar, but having clear values. In this day and age in which we live, we do have to express very clearly and very, very forthrightly what we believe. Now, of course, some people will look at that as a negative. But it's important always to present things in a positive way. And therefore, we believe in marriage. We say we believe in one man and one wife being joined together. We believe that the only outlet for our sexuality is in a marriage between a man and a woman. Now, of course, I'm well aware in saying that, that you're making a point to people who want to express their sexuality in other ways, and that will always be the case. But your value is, we value marriage, and we're going to do everything to protect marriage, and we're going to do everything to save a marriage, and we really want to work hard that people understand. They don't just give up on their marriage lightly, but they really work through some of the problems and issues and difficulties that life brings up. Clearly, always, we will value the cross. Any church that isn't valuing the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, the death of Christ, all that it means, not just the physical suffering, bearing in mind and valuing so highly that Jesus was willing to be separated from the Father, cut off from the Father, because of what sin would do. We value the cross. So in creating unity, clear vision, clear values that people understand that these are the vision and values of the church, if you become part of it, are very, very important. But just one or two other things as I bring this little podcast to a close. It is vital as leaders that we are good listeners, that we really reveal and let people know that they will be heard. Doesn't mean we agree with everything, but they will be heard. They will not be dismissed. We must be good listeners. And then perhaps the last point to make is that as leaders, we must model the vision and values and the caring shepherd heart to the people that we serve. How can we expect them to be in unity if we are not faithful to the vision that we proclaim, to the values that we proclaim? And how can we lead a people if we are being totally insensitive and deaf to what is going on in their hearts and lives? May we endeavour to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.